Now, most of us seem to agree that Sam Uffendale shouldn't be punished for things he did as a young man. So then the question is, well, if we all agree on that, why is the story blown up into the scandal it has, resulting in him now being stood down? Former MP Peter Dunn is with us. Hi, Peter.
Hi, Heather.
These scandals, they seem to get bigger and bigger all the time. Is it social media? What's going on?
Well, I think it's the way of the world at the moment. I was just thinking earlier about the British Conservative Party in the 1980s was riven by a series of scandals like this, with basically the selection of what can only be described as a number of upper-class twits as candidates who got into Parliament and got into trouble. It seems to me this is the same sort of pattern in the National Party here. It's not so much the upper-class twits, but it's the entitled young men who think the world's their oyster and that they can do what they like and come out on top. And I think the National Party probably needs to take a long, hard look, not just at its procedures, but at itself in this regard. Is this the sort of people it needs to be attracting into the party?
Would you agree that if Sam was the only person that had been selected as a candidate and had a bit of a history that came out that wasn't great, he would be fine? But because the Nats have a history of it, suddenly he's the guy. Well, he's the one. He has to pay for it, right? Is that fair?
Yeah, I think that's the way it is. I mean, had he been upfront at the beginning and these incidents had been out there and there'd been, a proper line developed as to how to explain why he was selected, I don't think there'd be an issue today. But because he's one of a long series of English National MPs who've got into Parliament only to have either their behaviour or skeletons in their cupboards come out to derail them, it just sort of exemplifies the whole matter. Plus the fact that there's so much confusion about who knew what when and how the whole thing was handled. And even I see Christopher Luxon, who didn't know anything about it yesterday, now admits a staff member of his knew about it and didn't tell him. It just all seems just chaotic.
But Peter, that's how it works, isn't it? I mean, you don't tell the leader everything so that they can have plausible deniability and come out of it unscathed. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes, I would. And I've seen that on many, many occasions. And sometimes it works because the leader's able to say, genuinely, I knew nothing about this.
Yeah.
But in this instance, given the history of the National Party's selection process, and given the fact that the selection panel did raise a red flag, although it didn't do anything about it, you think someone would have just tipped the leader off, just be aware that this is an issue that might yet come back to bite us.
They've bought themselves a couple of weeks, Peter, with this investigation. What happens after that? Can they really keep him?
It depends on the outcome. If he's substantially cleared by the investigation, then the question becomes, can they get rid of him? And what's the problem there? If, however, he's tarnished by it, and if more information comes to light that is of a damaging nature, then clearly they've got to work out a pathway to get rid of him. Now, either he resigns immediately, which is one possibility, which would create another by-election, or they say, well, look, we're a year away from the general election. He simply says he's not standing again at the next election.
That would be the option I'd be going for. Peter, thank you for that. Appreciate your time. Peter Dunn, former MP right now.
Shared Lunch is your chance to see behind the share price of the companies you invest in.
I'm not sure that 2024 will be a year that people remember fondly.
Hear from CEOs and experts with a fresh take on what's happening in the markets here and abroad.
There are a number of reasons that you might hold Bitcoin. It's often described as digital gold.
Shared Lunch from Sharesies with Business Desk.
The World Bank is reported as saying that we're probably 3 years into five very difficult years. Where are the opportunities for people here?
When it comes to investing, we'll always bring something to the table. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.